Evaluating cover crops on your farm. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with the Roundup Ready Extend crop system. Certain times of the year are better to evaluate just how well your cover crops are doing. In this Managing for Profit, Randy McElroy, Technology Development Rep with Bayer, focuses on what farmers should be looking for during those times of the year. We'll find out more in Brownfield right after this.
I need results, so I choose the one system I trust to take weeds down and keep them down on even my toughest acres. With the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, I get the proven performance of Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans combined with Extendamax herbicide with vapor grip technology for control of more weeds than any other soybean system. Up to 14 days of soil activity on labeled weeds and the kind of yield potential that helps keep me in the black. All to deliver my kind of results, season after season. I choose the Roundup Ready Extend crop system. I choose results. See why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system continues to be the number one soybean system planted by farmers when you visit RoundupReadyExtend.com. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Performance may vary. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific requirements in your state.
It might be the middle of winter, but Randy McElroy with Bayer says now's a great time to evaluate cover crops on your farm.
How winter hardy they are, what survived, what didn't, and then how may I work that into my system, because it could be a positive thing that something winter kills, or you may prefer that it lives and stays green, and you make those adjustments over time. Your biomass in the wintertime, how it survives and grows, may give you a little bit of idea of how well that it's going to suppress weeds coming into the year, as well as thinking about termination or biomass that I may be getting for nitrogen if I'm talking about a legume crop. So there's numerous reasons why different times of the year to step out there and take a look at your cover crops and see how they're growing and developing.
He tells Brownfield, fall is another great time to get out into the field and survey your cover crops.
The original and initial establishment is important to make sure that we get good stands, because this is the first step in getting that weed control that we want to get the following year in the spring. Yet at the same time, we do have some areas of the U.S. that have winter annual weeds, and that cover crop can actually help suppress the winter annual weeds along with the summer annuals the following year, depending upon how they're managed. When you look at evaluating that fall cover crop, you give you an idea, did I use the right seeding rate? Did my equipment set up, however I'm applying or seeding my cover crops, did that work well? Is there an adjustment that I need to make in what I'm doing? And in some situations, the cover crops can actually give you an idea of what kind of residual fertilizer that you may have out in the field, depending on how they green up, particularly speaking of nitrogen. So there's numerous reasons why looking at those cover crops in the fall has some benefit. The other piece of that would be some of the herbicides that are used may have a long enough half-life. They might negatively impact my cover crop. If I'm evaluating early that cover crop, then I might be able to tell if a herbicide program might be negatively impacting my stand establishment.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with the Roundup Ready Extend crop system.